Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 219 for Tuesday, January 12th. I'm Phil Front-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Tuesday morning in thin and choppy trade. Many participants are keeping to the sidelines in early activity ahead of a slew of USDA reports set to be released later in the day. Canola is down $1 to up $3, the March contract down 80 cents at $477.60 per ton. The USDA will release quarterly stocks, annual production, world supply demand, and winter wheat acreage data at 11 o'clock Central Time. And any surprises one way or the other in those numbers could determine how the future settle on the day. In the meantime, early advances in Chicago soy oil did lend some spillover support to canola, although soybeans were mostly lower. Solid exporter and domestic crusher demand underpinned the Canadian market as well. The Canadian dollar, it's slightly firmer in early activity, and that is somewhat bearish for canola. But the currency remains near some of its weakest levels relative to its U.S. counterpart in 12 years. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all holding within a few cents of unchanged, as traders are just now biding their time until the USDA reports. Soybeans down 1 to 2 cents in most months, the March contract down 1.5 cents at $8.60 per bushel. Aside from the USDA reports, soybeans were feeling some pressure from improving weather forecasts out of South America, with beneficial rainfall in Brazil helping boost the yield prospects there. On the other side, solid export demand did provide underlying support. For corn, prices are relatively unchanged, the March contract up a quarter cent at $3.52 per bushel. Speculators have put on a very large net short position in corn in recent days in anticipation of a bearish reading on the USDA report. But on the other side, a lack of farmer selling is providing some support, at least in the cash market. Wheat prices, they're up 2 cents to down 2 cents. The March contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.67 per bushel. Poor export demand continues to weigh on the U.S. wheat futures, although traders are skeptical over how much lower prices can go. Today's USDA reports include the first official winter wheat acreage numbers for the U.S. Average guesses are calling for a planted area similar to last year, but any surprises could provide the catalyst for a move in the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Warkentin.